Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. So, yet another war crime committed by the state of Israel in the illegally occupied territory of Gaza that Netanyahu says he wants to take over entirely. We'll get to that later. But the present outrage is the willful murder of five journalists working for Al Jazeera. Now, Israel claims to uphold freedom of the media. Well, ha, ha, ha. So murder is an extreme form of censorship, as George Bernard Shaw said. The United Nations Human Rights Office has rightly denounced this. They willfully murdered these journalists. Actually, I saw the death toll's up to six now. Maybe one of them then died from his injuries. There was, Anas al-Sharif, a very celebrated correspondent. One of them was a freelancer, I believe. So it's horrific. Anyway, so Israel claims that Anas al-Sharif was leading Hamas cell. I don't know if that's true or not, but the onus is on them to prove it and so on. Wow. So Israel hasn't furnished any evidence. So we know that the Israeli Defense Forces lie and lie and lie every day. So obviously I wouldn't believe what they say. I can't prove it to be bogus. The Israeli government lies almost incessantly about their endless war crimes. So it really is sickening. Goodness. Now, Al-Sharif, he spoke to the Hamas media team. I don't know if he gave them some guidance or something. And maybe on that tenuous basis, they claim that he's a terrorist, something like that. But he has been known to denounce Hamas as well. So it's horrific or what they have done. And one of the things that the Assad regime was denounced for in Syria, and indeed Israel cast on this, was the murder of journalists. And obviously Israel's doing exactly the same. Now, if this guy really was a terrorist suspect, they could, of course, have arrested him. Would that be kidnapped, as it's not their territory to arrest anyone in? They've done it to thousands of other people in Gaza in the last 22 months. Why not one more? Nobody suggests he or the other victims were armed at the time or a remotely imminent threat. So if they really believed that, they could easily have grabbed him, but no, they chose to go for murder. So it really is sickening and very distressing, all these people having their funerals now. So Reporters Without Borders has rightly condemned this. And Israel won't allow journalists in to they're obviously journalists there already. They don't want the world to know about their crimes, but I mean, a mountain of evidence is visible, a mountain of children's corpses, provative evidence of these crimes against humanity. It is revolting, it's nauseating, it's going on every single day. So the Committee to Protect Journalists has said, you know, that Israel has got this proven history of falsely accusing journalists of being terrorists, as though that's somehow excusatory of Israel's appalling crimes. Goodness. The Israelis, they claim that Sharif was found in possession of like terrorist training course documents. Now, even if that were true, that could be for journalistic purposes, like other purposes. The Israeli military will no doubt have these Hamas training manuals, because for their purpose, they need to know what they're doing, what's going on, and things like that. Wow. I mean, I suppose if this guy had any documents about the Israeli military, that would make him a member of the Israeli military. That really is preposterous. If I've got a Shakespeare play, I suppose that makes me a Shakespeare scholar or member of the Royal Shakespeare Company or something like that. So over 186 journalists have been killed in Gaza since the 7th of October. Now, Israel say, oh, we won't allow the journalists because we don't want them to get killed. You do want them to get killed. The other one is doing the killing. So far as I know, every single one of these people has been killed by the IDF and not a single one by Hamas and so on. And then Israel says, oh, what, a BBC journalist was kidnapped about 10 years ago and held for a few months. Okay, that's bad. But that's nothing compared to murder. And that's one that Hamas did. And Hamas's crime against a journalist pales into insignificance compared to what Israel has done to them. Anyway, this distracts from the even greater crime is all these people dying of malnutrition. The Gaza Health Ministry pointing out, you know, five people in the last day, including one child. So over 222 people have died of starvation in Gaza by this blockade imposed by Israel, almost half of them children. The airlift is just not good enough. Okay, it does something, but that's nothing like trucks. You can only get a small amount of food in. They need trucks and indeed people out. So over 61,000 people murdered by Israel in the last 22 months. Even Israel admits a high majority of them are civilians. Wow. So, you know, puts my problems into perspective. Talk about first world problems. The horrendous, premeditated, vicious violence the Israelis are committing there. Acts of hatred every single day. An orgy of racist violence is sadistic. It's repugnant. Wow, wow. How immoral can you get? What an evil regime is doing this. And worryingly, 47% of Israelis said in the opinion poll they approve of killing every single person in Gaza. Got that? Every single person in Gaza. That is genocide. It's terrifying that almost half the Israeli population support that. And there are others who say, well, not all of them, just most. So obviously there are good Israelis and there's no praise too high for them. Just that there'll be bad Palestinians. There'll be good and evil people of all nationalities. Another thing is I know war brings out the worst people. Hate blinds people. You know, someone I love was killed. I might be so enraged that I want to hit out and I wouldn't know which individual killed my loved one. I might know which side killed my loved one. They're all guilty. I don't care if it's the individual or not. Just get back any of them. I want them to feel my pain. I want to hit back twice as hard as I was hit. And wow, it brings out the worst in people. And what's really tough, what really takes courage, is to stand up for humanity and say, no, just because we experience this pain, we're not going to do the same back to them. And I'm not saying that I would have that superhuman strength, have that morality, be able to absolve people like that. So Israel is just increasing this cycle of hatred. If you sow the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. You know, I don't want Israelis to suffer. I don't want Palestinians to suffer. But what do you think Palestinians are going to do next time they get a chance? I know Netanyahu said, well, we won't give them a chance because we'll steal even more of their land, drive them out. And while this is going on, there are constant brutal attacks on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank. Defenseless Palestinians murdered, armed robbery, their land seized. And, you know, Israel, as the occupying power, has the legal duty to protect these people, and it doesn't do so. At best, the Israeli army and army and police do nothing. At worst, they actively participate in these crimes of ethnic cleansing. It's redolent of what I saw on telly in the mid-1990s in the former Yugoslavia, people saying, we will drive the other people, the other group out, because they are all evil, they're scum, they don't count. More of our people will come in, and that is good because we are good and they are evil and we are human and they are subhuman. Wow, it was staggering to see people do that. And what was even more unbelievable is they'd all been Yugoslavs till a couple of years before, and they'd scarcely been conscious of their ethno-religious group. Anyway, I wish we would have peace with justice, but I'm not bating my breath. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.